Hello friends and devotees. We welcome you to Vivekananda Cultural Center Chennai podcast channel. Today we start our podcast series on Sri Ramakrishna's parables. I am Tirthankar Mitra and I have here with me Dr. Ruchira Mitra.
Hello everyone.
We will begin the session with a doubt or question and Madam will answer it by narrating a parable as told by Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna. Then we'll have a short discussion on it. So, let us begin.
Yes. So, what will be the topic of discussion today?
Okay. There is a famous quote of Swami Vivekananda. We will start with that. He said, "To be good and to do good, that is the whole of religion." But you see, in society, many a times, goodness is considered as our weakness. Some try to take advantage of our goodness and intimidate us. Often, we face such situations among neighbors, in workplace, and even from close relatives. So, what should we do?
Why seek guidance from the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna?
Sri Ramakrishna has spoken about the highest ideal of human life. His teachings are ideals for spiritual seekers. But what has religion to do with leading a life in the modern society?
People think so, but actually, society and religion are not separate compartments. There is no sharp dividing line between them. Moreover, Sri Ramakrishna was very practical. He had many householder disciples also. The householders stay in the society and they have to deal with all sorts of people. They face all sorts of difficult situations. In Sri Ramakrishna's time, when they faced problems in life, all those people used to get solid advice from Sri Ramakrishna and their problems would be resolved. When we read his Kathamrita, the Gospel, we find him advising householders on how to conduct themselves in day-to-day life.
How did he reconcile such opposite tendencies?
We find that he encouraged them to continue their spiritual journey along with maintaining family duties. On the one hand, he advised all to practice the virtue of patience and self-control. On the other hand, he himself has advised that householders should hiss when required.
That's true. I remember one parable through which Sri Ramakrishna gave a wonderful message to us. Will you tell us that story?
Yes, of course. Once, a devotee asked Sri Ramakrishna, "Sir, if a wicked man is about to do harm or actually harms us, should we keep quiet then?" Sri Ramakrishna said, "A person living in society should not harm anybody thinking that the person may cause him some damage. But he should make a show of tamas, protect himself from evil-minded people."
Here you see, he forbade us from harming others, but to be tactful. Please explain how it can be done.
I will take help of the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna. Sri Ramakrishna was a wonderful teacher. He always used to explain his advice with a suitable parable or even sometimes a song. So listen to this story. Some cowherd boys used to take their cows to a grazing land. While the cows grazed there, the boys used to play. But you see, a terrible poisonous snake lived there. So everyone was very afraid of it. One day, a brahmachari was going along this meadow. The boys ran to him to caution him. They said, "Deviant sir, please don't go that way. A poisonous snake stays there." The brahmachari was not afraid. He said, "What of it, my good children? I am not afraid of the snake. I know some mantras. I will charm the snake with that mantra." So he continued on his way along the meadow. But the cowherd boys were afraid. They did not accompany him. They went back to play. Meanwhile, the snake crawled swiftly towards the brahmachari with upraised hood. As soon as it came near, the brahmachari recited a mantra and the snake lay at his feet like an earth ball.
Oh, the story is becoming interesting now. I've seen in movies that snakes are charmed by mantras and they immediately become meek. Is it something like that?
Yes. The snake lost its power to harm people. Listen to what happened then. The brahmachari said, "Look here. Why do you go about harming others? Come, I will give you a holy mantra. If you repeat it, you will get rid of your violent nature. You will learn to love God." Then he taught the snake a holy mantra. The snake now bowed before his guru and said, "Revered sir, how shall I practice spiritual discipline?" The brahmachari said, "Repeat this mantra and do not harm anybody." Then he said, "I shall see you again." And he left.
So, the snake was tamed. But this is not the end of the story. Now please narrate the interesting part.
Yes. Some days passed and the cowherd boys noticed that the snake would not bite. They threw stones at it. Still it showed no anger. It behaved as if it were a meek insect. Now the boys were no more afraid of the snake. But you see, they were naughty boys. They took advantage of the snake's non-violence. And they planned to kill it. Exactly this happens in our social life also, isn't it?
Yes, yes. That's why I put the question today. Many people enjoy in others' suffering. This is a peculiar human nature.
The story resembles our situation. When the good people don't harm others, people take them to be weak and try to harm them in various ways. Similarly, here in this parable, we find that one day one of the boys caught it by the tail and whirled it round and round. Then they dashed the snake again and again on the ground without mercy. Then they threw it away. The snake started vomiting blood and became unconscious. It could not move. So, thinking it dead, the boys went away with satisfaction.
Oh ho, so sad.
Late at night, the snake regained consciousness. Its bones were broken. It could barely move. Slowly, with great difficulty, it dragged itself into its hole. Many days passed. The snake became a mere skeleton covered with a skin. Now and then at night it would come out in search of food. It was afraid to leave its hole during the daytime. Since receiving the sacred mantra from the brahmachari, it had given up doing harm to others. It now maintained its life on leaves or the fruits that dropped from the trees.
Then did the brahmachari come back to the snake?
Yes. About a year later, the brahmachari came that way again and asked about the snake. The cowherd boys told him that it was dead. But the brahmachari couldn't believe them. He knew that the snake would not die so easily. He searched here and there. He called the snake by the name he had given it. Hearing the guru's voice, the snake came out of its hole and bowed before him with great respect. The brahmachari asked him, "How are you?" The snake replied, "I am well, sir." The brahmachari asked, "But why are you so thin?" The snake replied, "Revered sir, you ordered me not to harm anybody. So I have been eating only leaves and fruits. Perhaps that has made me thinner."
This is the change which comes in the character when spirituality is practiced seriously. He could not find fault with the boys. He had no complaints.
You see, this is the effect of the power of a holy mantra. The snake developed the quality of sattva. it could not be angry with anyone. It had totally forgotten that the cowherd boys had almost killed it. The Brahmachari was intelligent. He questioned him again. It can't be mere want of food that has reduced you to this state. There must be some other reason. Try to remember. Then the snake remembered that the boys had dashed it against the ground. It said, "Yes, revered sir, now I remember. One day some boys dashed me violently against the ground. They did not know that my mind has greatly changed. How could they know I wouldn't bite or harm anyone?" Then the Brahmachari exclaimed, "What a shame! You are such a fool! You don't know how to protect yourself. I asked you not to bite, but I didn't forbid you to hiss. Why didn't you scare them by hissing?"
"But I do not think he should have taken revenge, should he?"
"No, not at all. Sri Ramakrishna gave another very important advice at the same time. He said sternly, "Mind you, never inject your venom into them. One must not injure others."
"Yes, this is the essence of the parable. So you should elaborate a little more."
Sri Ramakrishna himself has explained this. After telling this parable, he told the devotees, "So you must hiss at wicked people. You must frighten them before they can do you harm. The snake's enemies would not have injured him if only it had hissed at them."
"It is indeed a great lesson for us. But how can we do it in practical life?"
Sri Ramakrishna has explained how to practice this in real life. One day, a devotee was trying to show how sattvic he has become. He told Sri Ramakrishna in front of other devotees, "At mealtime, sometimes a cat stretches out its paw to take away the fish from my plate. But I cannot show any anger." Sri Ramakrishna immediately scolded him. He said, "Why? You may even beat it once in a while. What's the harm? A worldly man should hiss, but he shouldn't pour out his poison. He must not actually injure others, but he should make a show of anger to protect himself from enemies. Otherwise, they will injure him."
"Right. We all can follow this."
"This lesson is only for the householders. Sri Ramakrishna himself said, a sannyasi need not even hiss."
"So, we find that he encouraged the householders to continue their spiritual journey along with maintaining family duties. This was a remarkable lesson from any avatar. I have another point. This is very good advice on how to react in extreme cases of enmity. What do we do when the issue is not so severe? Suppose when misunderstanding crops up among friends or relatives."
Sri Ramakrishna advised us on this also. Once his disciple Bhavanath humbly told him, "Great souls such as Christ and Chaitanya have advised us to love all beings. Sir, I feel disturbed if I have a misunderstanding with someone. I feel that in that case I am not able to love all." Sri Ramakrishna told him, "You must love all beings because God dwells in all beings. Suppose a man cannot make another loving, must he worry about it day and night? Must he waste his mind on useless things?"
"So, what action should be taken?"
Sri Ramakrishna said emphatically, and listen very carefully, "Try at the outset to talk to him and establish a friendly relationship with him. If you fail in spite of your efforts, then don't give it another thought. Take refuge in God. Meditate on him. There is no use in giving up God and feeling depressed from thinking about others."
"Right. But if the person is really wicked and is ready to harm me?"
Sri Ramakrishna advised his devotees, "You must use your discretion. Salute a wicked person from a distance. God is there even in a tiger. You do not embrace a tiger when it comes near you, do you? Sri Ramakrishna's straightforward and definite advice is, be good at all times, but when it is necessary, apply the influence of tamas and sattva at that situation. See, Sri Ramakrishna's advice is so clear-cut and so easy to follow.
Yes, we get such practical advice from Sri Ramakrishna. So, we find that expressing false anger is a first step. Issue verbal threats instead of complaining mildly. Actually, we will have to judge the circumstance and take the right step depending upon the situation. And we have to remember this always. The brahmachari said to the snake, I forbade you to bite, but I did not forbid you to hiss. I repeat what he said, I forbade you to bite, but I did not forbid you to hiss. Let us practice this principle in our lives. We end our program here today. Thank you all for listening. Please do give your feedback on the program to VCC. Jai Sri Ramakrishna.
Thank you.